Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz, and I am joined by my dude Goose, a.k.a. Bull Scripted. We are here after a 26-point down, you know, I mean, just basically explosion. A 26-point lead that was just exploded into nothingness. The Chicago Bulls lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. A couple things, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs, and be sure you are downloading the Thrive Fantasy app. It's a new and cool and tough DFS app for prop bets. Use the promo code ONTAP, and once you deposit your first $10, Thrive will give you an additional $10. So grab a beer and crack them and enjoy a more convenient way to play DFS. That is the new Thrive Fantasy app. Goose, 109-106, Bulls blow a 26-point lead, man. What the hell happened?
Same thing that's happened all season. We've had so many leads this year. Like, big leads, not like just 10 points, but like 18-plus points, and we lose the game. And that should never happen. And Archie Diacono is not to blame tonight. I think he was 4-for-4 on the night. So for once, can't point the finger at Archie. I really don't know. I know the ref screwed us at the end between that jump ball foul on Wendell that should have been on Adams that we even challenged, and it still wasn't overturned when it was blatantly like 2 or 3 fouls on Adams who didn't even let Wendell jump. And then they give Chris Paul a timeout instead of awarding a jump ball to Zach LaVine and Chris Paul. I don't know. The game was tied at both of those points. So they gave the game to the Thunder twice.
Yeah. The reffing was just absolutely crazy. It's hard for me just to blame them for the loss. I know you're not doing that. I just can't believe it, man.
If you blow a 20-point lead, there's bigger issues than the refs.
Right.
But for it to come down to that at the end and not really have a fair shot kind of sucked.
Right. What blows me away here, man, is if you, like, hypothetically say you just look at the box score, right? Can we get Zach some goddamn help? You know, like, I mean, what happened? Lowry started off aggressive today and he just fell off. Wendell Carter Jr. just fell off. I mean, everybody started off
Wendell's
so good.
Like,
no one sustained it.
Wendell's looked like crap the last two games.
Yeah, he has looked pretty bad.
He just, his shot is no confidence. No confidence at all.
I just, man, dude, this one's just hard to watch. And I really don't even know how to break it down. I really don't. I just don't know how to break this game down into talking points after watching that.
We've now been disgraced by old man Mello and Cliff Paul.
Right. I mean, I just... my God, dude. I mean, I want to throw out a couple notable meltdowns to you. So we had a 10-point lead against the Hornets, and that was blown in the final 5 minutes and 4 seconds. At the Knicks, we had an 8-point lead blown in the final 3:11. Lakers blew a 13-point lead in the final 11:46. Against the Warriors, blew a 9-point lead in the last 11 minutes and 4 seconds. Against the Raptors, you blew an 8-point lead in the final 6 minutes and 2 seconds. And then tonight, you blow a 26-point first half lead. This is a reoccurring thing with this team, and I honestly don't know. I really don't know where else to go and how to talk about this other than this issue isn't getting any better. And the fact that you get a quote from your head coach that says disappointing loss, but I like the way my guys battled. That's a quote from Mr. Boylan after the game. Now, I had someone get in our mentions, dude. I had someone get in our mentions over our last episode we did, and then we had Josh, the 16-year-old dude from New Zealand that's writing for On Tap. Good kid, smart kid. But we had a guy get into our mentions about our previous episode, Goose, and then the one that Josh joined us on, saying that we hate on Jimbo a little bit too much. Yeah, dude. What do you got for this one? You know, because I mean, this is a coaching error. You know, like this is a big coaching error. This is a, I mean, this is just a whole complete error. I'm not gonna put the whole loss on Jim Boylan, but I'm gonna put a lot of it on there. A 26-point lead, dude, in the second half, and you just let it get blown. I don't know. I don't know if you got anything, but I just someone needs to pay the fucking price, dude. I can't take much more of this shit.
We've already established Jim's going to be here for the season.
Well, we
If
know that
they.
we know that, but I'm at least say something though. Say something. I think it's getting to the point now where kind of like with the Bears, how Ryan Pace kind of like, you know, hangs out until like the end of the season, you know what I'm saying? You don't really get a in-season interview with them. It's kind
Well,
of the
we
same
did.
thing
We
with
just
Pat.
got that from PAX, and it was just all glowing endorsements and pretty much players stay in line. I know you guys are better than revolting. We did have a good win against the Clippers. Tonight looked like we were gonna have another good win.
Right.
I'm really not sure what happened. They sit Zach too long. I don't know. I know Zach was back in the fourth earlier tonight than he was against the Clippers.
Right.
By about a whole minute, maybe even two, because I know during the Clippers game, I was like, all right, if Jim doesn't have Zach back in this game by 8 minutes left in the fourth, I'm gonna lose my shit. And then 7:36 came around and Zach walked in, and I was like, oh, about fucking time. So no, I don't know how you blow a lead like this. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was turning the ball over left and right all game, especially in the fourth quarter. I don't know how you don't finish this one off.
Yeah,
But the way Wendell's been struggling on the offensive end, I'd almost play Gafford or Thad at the end of the game over Wendell because he just has no confidence right now. And I think, I don't know, Gafford's probably a worse free throw shooter, but.
Gafford only got 1 minute.
And he was in a suit for the Clippers game, so
Right.
he's got some kind of injury going on.
Fad struggled mightily. 1 for 5. I mean, it just seems like all of our bigs just seem to be struggling. I mean, well, DG's, like you said, probably get, you know, that injury. There might be more there than is seen right now, obviously. But you know, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's obviously been a long season already, but I'll tell you what, Bulls Nation was fucking hyped in the first half of this game, and just to come crashing down like this yet again, it hurts. Just sucks. It hurts and it sucks, and I don't really have much to touch on other than, you know, we just let Chris Paul and company come back and fucking beat us. You know what I mean? If this was like a really great team, then I'd be like, okay, I kind of get it. You know, we probably bit off a little bit more than we could chew there in that first half, you know? But the fact that we're going up like against a team that typically runs three fucking guards is a great matchup for the Bulls, and then just to lose it like that.
No, the Bulls really had a golden opportunity here. The Magic have a fairly tough schedule coming up. Had the Bulls not dropped that game against the Hornets by scoring 10 points and 15 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
And had they won tonight, we could be a game and a half out of the A seed with the Magic having the Jazz, the Nuggets, and a couple other Western Conference opponents coming up that they're probably going to lose to. So, as bad as the Bulls have played, they've still kind of had a chance and they just keep blowing it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Man, I can't wrap my head around it, dude. I know I'm sure anybody's listening to this, right? You know, when they do, they're gonna be like, "Wow, I've never really heard Buzz at a loss for words before." I'm literally at a loss for words when it comes to this game. I intend.
I don't mean to sound like John Paxson. The team is extremely young, so this is the kind of shit that young teams do. Satoransky and Thad are supposed to be the steadying hand. Unfortunately, I just don't think Thad, at his age, is really going to succeed in a role where he's not allowed to play very much. He sits from warm-ups to about 4 minutes left in the first.
Right.
That's a long time for a 13-year veteran to just go sit down. He's a bigger guy. So then once he starts finally getting in a rhythm, then he pull up.
Right.
And it just, I don't know. I don't think the role and how Jim is using Thad is effective at all. And if you're not going to use Lowry offensively anyway, well, make him your first sub, because if you're not drawing up plays for him, you might as well get him and Zach staggered so maybe he gets more shots organically when he goes back into the game when Zach's not in there. But Coby White's got to break out of this funk too, because ever since they put the ball in his hands to be the point guard on the secondary unit, he has not been looking so hot.
Right. Oh, God.
It's almost like there's too much on his plate. He's just thinking too much now. Do I pass? Do I shoot? Do I pass? Do I shoot? Now he can't even shoot. And that was kind of my concern. Got to let the kid do what he was doing well at.
Right. Now that's a great point, man. That's a great point. Do you have anything more to touch on in this just this heartbreaking loss, or are you ready to move on to Wednesday?
No, let's move on to Wednesday. Let's take one out of the Atlanta Hawks coach's book. Let's just forget this shit. Let's close the book on this.
Yeah, I'm trying not to tear up right now, but it's happening.
Yeah, close the book on this one and never talk about it again.
Yeah, no shit.
We have the Wizards next on Wednesday, correct?
Right. That is against the Wizards at 6 p.m. in Washington. Bulls are going into Washington where they typically don't play very well. Going up against Bradley Beal and company. Honestly, man, this is the easiest way to say it for me. If they could play like they played in the first half today all game long against Washington, then I think we'd be all right. But
if they could play like that, we'd be in the playoffs, even with our shitty standing currently. If they can start playing like that every game, we'd make the playoffs still. But that we've seen the tale of two sides, or two halves, almost every game this season. It's like clockwork, and it's getting, I don't know. Jim's a grinder, though, so we're just going to keep grinding.
Yeah, we're going to keep grinding. So, obviously, we know Zach's going to show up. Obviously, we know,
I don't think outside of Zach we know that anybody's going to show up.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's why I said I think that's it. I don't think anybody is going to show up besides Zach LaVine offensively. And then if we get somebody else, it's like, oh, my God, there's an extra present under the tree. that's basically all I got, man. Come out. Hopefully they, again, use their size to bother – excuse me, I'm sorry, to bother Washington and try to win. Try to hold the lead. Try to do something. The Wizards won tonight against Detroit. They were led by Bradley Beal and IT. But other than that, there's no one on this team that really scares me besides, maybe David Bertans? You know what I'm saying?
Rui Hachimura.
Rui Hachimura.
Japanese Giannis Antetokounmpo, according to Brian. Scout with Brian.
Jesus Christ.
Japanese Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, God. And that guy gets Patreons, doesn't he?
I believe that's what he tries to cram down everybody's throat all day.
That is fantastically awesome. Good for him. Don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Oh, fuck. All right, so, again, hopefully the Bulls can do something here against the Wizards on Wednesday, because though they are not far, as my buddy Goose pointed out, of a playoff spot, they look like absolute dog shit, and they really need to rebound after this. So, if you ain't got nothing else, man, I'm ready to lead these fine folks out here.
Yep, I'm ready to call it a night and get some sleep and pretend that this never happened.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at BullsOnTap, following me on Twitter at BuzzOnTap, following Goose at BullsScripted, and then following at OnTapSportsNet. We will be back after the game on Wednesday, which starts 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time against the Washington Wizards. Let's go, Bulls. Chicago.